WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Last night, NBC News launched its 18th primetime news magazine, hoping this one would be successful. TV critic David Bianculli saw the show and has a review. Here's how the program started.
This is Dateline NBC with correspondents Brian Ross, Michelle Gillen, Arthur Kent, and Deborah Roberts. Now from our studios in New York, here are Stone Phillips and Jane Pauley.
Welcome to our first show. Stone and I will be here every Tuesday night at 10 with stories of our times. From the places where people are making news, Datelines, which is how we chose our name.
Be honest, Jane. The real reason you guys called the show Dateline is because it sounds as much as possible like ABC's Nightline. And everybody at NBC would kill to have its own Nightline. Will Dateline NBC succeed where 17 previous NBC news magazines failed? Maybe. Last night's show was solid enough, and Brian Ross's investigative piece on an election fundraiser con man was vintage 60 Minutes. Bad guy gets nailed on camera, gets furious, and gets the hell out of there. But if Dateline NBC survives, it won't just be because it develops into a solid news show. It's because success in the 90s is defined a lot differently than when NBC launched First Tuesday back in the 70s. To TV networks today, success can mean more or less than getting a decent rating. It can also mean spending less money to produce an hour of primetime programming, and giving existing shows like Today and the NBC Nightly News with Tom Brokaw a promotional shot in the arm. The networks didn't always think this way. Back in the late 70s, when 60 Minutes first cracked the top 10, CBS News executives said they didn't want to dilute that show by doing a spinoff. But now, CBS has 48 Hours, which is hosted by CBS Evening News anchor Dan Rather, and Street Stories, a 48 Hours spinoff that's hosted by Ed Bradley of 60 Minutes. Two things made the networks change their thinking. One was the success of Nightline, which built a new audience base in a new time slot. The other was the decline of network audience shares and revenues, which made so-called reality programming a lot more popular, at least to the network bookkeepers. A glitzy news magazine like Dateline NBC costs less than an hour of fluff like Tequila and Bonetti. And primitive shows like Top Cops and Eyewitness Video are incredibly cheap to make. The bottom line, though, isn't always the bottom line. ABC has succeeded in building new news department franchises because it has the best bench strength in the business. Peter Jennings on ABC World News Tonight, Ted Koppel and Jeff Greenfield on Nightline, Hugh Downs and Barbara Walters on 2020, Diane Sawyer, Sam Donaldson, and Chris Wallace on Primetime Live, and maybe best of all, David Brinkley on This Week with David Brinkley. CBS is starting to branch out, but not with that kind of roster. And except for John Chancellor doing commentary on the evening news, what else does NBC have? Arthur Kent and Brian Ross are being tapped for Dateline NBC, but Faith Daniels is busy with her daytime duties, and NBC doesn't really have anyone else left to tap. And there's the irony. NBC and CBS saved a lot of money a few years ago by refusing to give some of its correspondents the money or airtime they wanted. And that's why David Brinkley, Barbara Walters, Diane Sawyer, Hugh Downs, and Chris Wallace now work for ABC. By doing that, and by not replacing the defectors with equally talented and high-paid journalists, NBC and CBS save money then. But they're paying for it now.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.